Proclamation number 8526 of 12th of June, 1963. The will of man often sets limits to the power of God. My power is truly great, and there is nothing what would be impossible for me to do, and yet, my power is also limited by the free will of my living creations, for everything is subject to the law of eternal order, and thus free will can also establish barriers. My activity must also take place within this legal order, otherwise perfection could be denied to me, which, however, is in turn the basis of the law of eternal order. This can also be defined in such a way that Roman 1, in my supremely perfect being, also only ever use my power to the extent that I recognize it to be beneficial, whereby I always take the being's free will into account. Otherwise it would truly be easy to reshape everything that exists and has become imperfect into supreme perfection. But then free will would have to be passed over, it would have to be made unfree, and then you would eternally only remain creatures which came forth out of my power. And since you men are now creatures which have stepped out of the eternal order and do not rightly direct free will, you yourselves put barriers on me to appear as omnipotent being, because every proof of my unlimited power would only be a compulsion of will for you, which would miss the purpose with you, because you would then have to subordinate yourselves to me, which however must be and remain an act of free will to become most perfect. My power is indeed everywhere recognizable, for every work of creation proves it to you. Yet you take the whole of creation for granted and do not think about the fact that it confirms to you an omnipotent and wise creator. But you could, in free will, prompt me to give you obvious evidence of my power if your faith was so strong that I could also grant you requests. But you still lack this, and therefore I also have to hold back. But I can only assure you again and again that nothing is impossible for me. That I can fulfill every request for you if you yourselves do not impose a restriction on me through your will, which has not yet completely entered into my will. You must not forget that you are divine creatures, that you are once images of me and that you are, as having come forth from me, will also eternally remain divine creatures, even in the state of your imperfection. And therefore also the free will remains with you, which is the sign of your divine origin. And my power now adapts itself to your free will by not expressing itself where limits are set for it through free will. But it is not to be denied to me, and I will always use it when I recognize in my wisdom that my creatures constantly move away more from me when they are to take their test of will on earth as man. And then I do not use my power against my creatures after all, but only against the one who unlawfully seeks to keep my creatures in darkness. When he exceeds his authority, when he seeks to deprive my creatures of every possibility to take cognizance of me by making my existence seem questionable and unproven to people. For I must be recognized if the human being is to relinquish his decision of will, and therefore I will also always reveal myself to people. But if my opponent tries to prevent this, then his hour has also come where chains are put on him. Then my power will express itself unrestrictedly, then I will quite obviously appear to restore order, but then also every compulsion of will switch off, because then also men can no longer use their will, since they have forfeited the right to mature on earth, and will again be banished in the creations of the new earth. It is not a stronger power that imposes restrictions on my power, but it is my love, which, coupled with wisdom, does everything that is conducive to the final perfection of my creatures. And my exceedingly great love sets limits even to my power when this is of blessing for my creatures. But everything is possible for me to achieve as soon as you man have completely entered into my will, when you trust me unreservedly and believe in me that Roman one, as most perfect, can truly also accomplish everything. But on earth you often determine my will yourselves, which leaves your will free so as not to endanger your final maturing. But by no means are you allowed to doubt my power, even if it does not always express itself. But at any time you can also determine me to obvious proofs of my power when your love is so strong that you completely devote yourselves to me. And if you ask me in this childlike love, then you will truly cause me to also work miracles, because nothing is impossible for me as soon as you just believe. Amen.